Hello.
This is The Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you are at home or at work or in your car or just maybe relaxing somewhere, having some great leisure time, I am so glad that you are here. I know that there's so many things you could be doing right now, but you chose to listen to this podcast, and for that I'm so grateful. You know, I love to share with all of my listeners the purpose of my podcast, and it's to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So those of you who are tuning in for the first time, the purpose is just to make sure those who are just listening or hearing this for the first time in life, we walk through certain challenges, and we walk through setbacks and different transitions and trials in our life. And it's very common or natural to feel a little bit overwhelmed or to feel like we're alone and no one else is experiencing that. But I want you to know that many people have experienced hardships and they made it. They came through on the other side very successful, and I want you to know that you're resilient. You are an overcomer. You will make it. You are not alone. You are not alone, which brings me to this week's title for this podcast. This week's podcast is entitled, "It is hard for you to kick against the pricks." It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. So I know you're kind of wondering, Gwendolyn, what do you mean? What is this all about? What are you talking about? What does it mean to kick against the pricks? Okay. Well, that is a term that was just used long ago. It's a Greek proverb, and it's very familiar to the Jews or to those who, you know, made a living through agriculture. And to actually kick the term, "it's hard for you to kick against the pricks," actually means kicking against the pricks is like to kick back against being goaded. Goaded is G-O-A-D-E-D. So to kick back against being goaded or to struggle against one's fate. So that's what it means. So what can I give, or how can I give an example of this? And I want to go to, you know, an ox goad. We kind of can use a stick. It's like a stick that you would use, and it had like a pointed sharp iron at the tip of this stick, and it was used to prod the oxen when the farmer was plowing. So the farmer would prick the animal to steer it in the right direction. So to get this animal to move in the right direction that the farmer had for this animal to go in, or the ox to go in, it would use the stick, and it would just point it, you know, and prick it in the flesh of the animal. And, you know, it's very common sometimes for oxen or for animals to rebel. And we see that in our own personal lives as humans. And guess what? The more the animal rebelled, the more it suffered. So we see that this term, you know, was just used a lot as a Greek proverb to actually explain to different humans, you know, not to do that, you know, or when a person was doing that, they would use that proverb. It's hard for you to kick against the prick. So in other words, when this animal was going in a direction, it was being prodded by the farmer. The farmer is steering the oxen or steering the cattle or steering the animal in a direction. And then that animal begins to push back or rebel or want to do something else. Then the farmer would take that goad and begin to prick it and stick it in its flesh, because remember, it's a pointed iron tip that was used to prod that animal, because the farmer's trying to plow. So when that animal or oxen tried to rebel, my goodness, it experienced a lot of pain and it suffered. So the more it rebelled, the more it suffered. Because could you imagine the goad just going deep into the flesh of the animal? And so that's how it became to be a proverb. So it is used, you know, a lot. But in particular, I want to take us to where I heard it used in the scriptures. So in the Bible, the Word of God, it was actually used twice. Twice in Acts chapter 9 and 5, and also in Acts 26 and 14. And you can find it when you're reading the King James Version. So when you are looking in the King James Version, you can find it here. Usually in other translations, instead of saying, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks, it may translate that as, it is hard for you to kick against the goads. The goats. And other translations took it out altogether in Acts chapter 9 and 5. It was removed altogether. But in Acts chapter 26 and 14, we can actually find this statement. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. So I actually want to bring some context to that passage. So in Acts 26, verse 12, this is actually when Paul, but his name wasn't Paul at the time, it was Saul. And Saul actually was a Jewish man who persecuted the Christians at the time. And while, verse 12, it says, while thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest. Verse 13, at midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads or the pricks. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both to the things which you have seen of and the things which I will yet reveal to you. That was verse 16. And I thought that was a very, very interesting passage, because this is the first time where now we're seeing in scripture where Paul is being addressed by Jesus. He never knew Jesus. He was knocked off of his animal. He saw a bright light. It struck him blind. He heard a voice. And now he's hearing, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. It is hard for you to kick against the goats. And so now we're understanding here that this is when the farmer was having a direction that he wanted his animal, his oxen, his cattle to go in a direction. And and anytime this animal would want to rebel, what the farmer would do to steer it in the right direction, he would prick him with this sharp goad, with the sharp piece of iron at the end of this long stick, and it would poke into his flesh. And the more this animal rebelled, the more this animal suffered. So now Jesus is saying to him, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks. And so we see here that this is something that Paul was having a direction that he was going in, that he felt, you know, was the direction of his life. You know, he felt a conviction to persecute the Christians, to kill Christians, because he felt that what they were doing was not right. He did not feel this was the correct way to serve God. Like, who are they? This is out of order. This is against, as a Pharisee, what I've been taught. And no, I am here to shut this down. And he did it with great conviction. And you know, there is a way that we may think, or there's a way that the Word of God tells us that is right in our eyes, but in the end, it'll lead to destruction. So there's a way that you may think, and I think, you know what? I'm going to do this, and this is what I feel to do, right? And we can go in that direction, but sometimes it may not be the direction that God has for us. And, you know, we don't know that at the time, right? And there's some things that I want to speak of directly today, dealing with purpose, dealing with your purpose, dealing with why were you born? And I believe many people today listening to this podcast, just like Paul, you were born with purpose, on purpose, for a purpose. And I actually believe sometimes we feel that in our hearts. We think about it. We dream about it. There's things on the inside of us that sometimes we may really want it to come to pass, or there are some things on the inside of us that we feel we're to do and we don't feel to do it, but it's there. It's there. I believe the seed of purpose is on the inside of each and every human being on the face of this earth. We are all created with purpose. You just didn't get here by happenstance. You're just not here to do nothing. But as long as you're breathing, and right now, if you're listening to the podcast and you're alive, then you have purpose. You have purpose. And I want to talk to you today in regards to purpose. So when I'm talking about purpose, purpose is the reason, according to dictionary.com, the reason for which something is the reason for which something is your to do, or something you're created for. It's the reason something exists. So I'm going to say that again. Hope I wrote that right. The reason for which something is, or something is created for, or the reason which something exists. So we need to understand that there is a reason, and there is something for you to do, and there was a reason you were created, and there is a reason why you exist. And that is purpose. That is the purpose that you have on the inside of you. And Jeremiah 29:11, which is one of my favorite passages, which says that I know the plans that I have for you, and they're good. They're not to harm you, but it's to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope and an expected end. Now, I paraphrased that, so I could have put several translations together because I've memorized that verse. I know the plans that I have for you, and they're good plans, not to harm you, but to give you a future and a hope and an expected end. And I actually believe that there are some things on the inside of each of us, things that we are called to do. So you are called to do some things, and I believe you may know those things, and sometimes we don't know, but you just know, I am called to do this. And so whether it's to be an entrepreneur, or to have your own business, or to start up a gym for young children, or to create an orphanage, or to help widows, or to help in human trafficking and to end it. You may have a call to do that. There may be something on the inside of you to say. You know, there's burning words. You make it hear yourself speaking or see yourself on platforms or talking to large audiences on a particular topic. There's a burning message on the inside of you. Yes, many people have burning messages on the inside of them. Or there could be a place that you need to go. You can see yourself in different nations, in different lands, going different places to do specific things to help maybe a different culture, a different people. May not be your people, but it's for a people. You know, there are things maybe that you have on the inside of you to create, creating things. You know, what we see today, someone took time to create. There are plans on the inside of you, systems on the inside of you, things that's just there that has to come forth. Or, you know, there's some things that you may need to stand up for, things that you see in the earth, in your world, in your culture, in your nation, in your city, in your state, in the territory you live in, and you see so many injustices, and you may be the one who's called to stand up for that. And what would that look like? It looks different for every person. And of course, we're different. And I honestly believe from the depth of my heart that the purpose that we are called to do is just there, fermenting, waiting for that opportune time, waiting for us to take that step. You know, and I think of people in history that had so much purpose, and we today, we benefit and we have benefited from them or that person stepping into their call, stepping into their purpose, stepping into that place that could have been a bit overwhelming for them. And I think of someone who I admire is Harriet Tubman. As an American abolitionist and a political activist and as a believer and a Christian, she stood on her convictions in her heart, and she felt like, you know what? Humans should not be slaves. So she, as an abolitionist, she took action. And sometimes on the inside of us, we are called to take action. You know, it's something that you are called to do. It's something that I'm called to do. Everyone who's listening to this podcast, you were born with purpose, on purpose, for a reason. And you are called to do something, to create something, to release something, to go somewhere, to bring freedom to some people. What is it that you're called to do? Just like Harriet Tubman. But trust me, I'm pretty sure that was a feeling on the inside of her that started maybe small, that got bigger and bigger and bigger, that everything on the outside said, don't do it. You know why? Because it was not legal. It was a crime to free a slave, because having a slave was, you know, a part of the culture. It was a part of the day. It was inhumane, and it was a part of the day. And guess what? She looked at that system and disagreed with the system. Listen, and she's known for the Underground Railroad for freeing hundreds of slaves and bringing them into a place of freedom. Of course, she had other allies and other people who were abolitionists as well. But I'm telling you, she had to decide in her heart, I'm going to be and do what I feel called in my heart to do. Now, in this case, how could that be where she could kick back against the pricks? How could she kick when you know you're called to do something, but yet you won't do it? You're kicking against what you're called to do. In other words, it's hard for you, Harriet Tubman, to kick against the pricks because you're called. to liberate. You're called to bring freedom. You're called to bring righteousness, Harriet Tubman. So imagine her going against in her heart, feeling like, no, oh my goodness, do I gotta do this? Do I have to do this? And yes, this pull on the inside is yes, lead my people into another level of freedom. And I'm pretty sure she had to reconcile that I could die for doing this. The rejection, the threat of death, and everything else that went with that at that time. She took the risk and she stepped out, because it is hard for anyone to kick against the pricks, to go against the direction that's within your heart, the right direction, the direction that you were born to go in, and then you're fighting against that. How many of us have done that? How many of us have been in a position where you know you're called to do something, you know you're called to go somewhere, you know you're called to say something, you know you're called to create and just do bigger things, but something is fighting. You're fighting yourself. Your fight is so much pushback in your mind. And sometimes there's valid reasons for pushback. There's so many valid reasons that you could be walking through in your life that causes you to just go, no, I can't do this. And you're thinking of yourself one way, but what you're called to do is so great, it's so big. But I'm telling you, you can do it. You can do it. How about Corrie Ten Boom? Come on, let's think about her. This was a Christian woman born of a Dutch Christian. And listen, during the time of the Holocaust, she hid Jews in her home with her family, hundreds, and saved so many lives. And if she was caught, she herself could have lost her life in prison. Because this was against the law. She went against the law to follow what was in her heart to do, which was save and preserve the life of other Jews, of other humans, that she felt this was unjust. What was going on in her day and in her time was unjust. And so we have a woman who's a Christian who says, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. But I'm pretty sure she had to war against the thoughts of, oh my goodness, what am I doing? Should I do this? Should I do this? I could risk my life. And what if I get caught? But let me tell you, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Corrie Ten Boom, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. When you are called to go in a direction and you fight against it, you'll have no peace. It's always there, because that's the prevailing force in your life, the purpose why you were born and created, right? People who created roads, what would we do if the person who created the road system or the internet or airplanes said, you know what? And I'm pretty sure they went through this. They tried it. They thought about it. They dreamed about it first. And probably, if I can't do this, and they were working against the purpose. A purpose that was on the inside of them to do this great thing. And then they, guess what? They did it. They did it. You can do it as well. I can do it as well. Because it's hard for us to kick against the pricks and go against. Listen, it's painful to keep going against, and it's a detriment even to you, to your health. Because sometimes, when you know you're called to do something, but you won't do it, it causes you to maybe just have anxiety. You are not sleeping well because you know you need to do one thing, but you're not doing it. And I want to help you today whoever is listening to me or to this podcast, I want you to know that you can do this. I want to help you. I want to give you some steps, some keys on how you could fulfill your purpose and stop kicking against the bricks. Stop kicking against the bricks. Number one, I want to tell you, stop running. Stop running. It is so easy to run away from the things that you feel could be difficult for you to do. So you feel like, you know what, I'm supposed to write this book, or you're supposed to, you know, release an album, a CD. You're supposed to write songs. You are to be a builder, whatever that looks like, and you're an architect, and you know you're called to start building other venues, right? Or you're called to speak out on situations going on in society today. You are called to do those things, but you're running. You're running, you're running, you're running because you feel like you're not capable, or you could feel that it's just too big for you to do, or just whatever the reason, you're running now from this thing that you're called to do, or this place you need to go. You may need to go to this nation that you've dreamt about your entire life, and you can see yourself. You have dreams with yourself in this other nation doing a work that would transform that nation, but yet you're running from that. You don't want to do that. So now your life is miserable. You're not happy. You're depressed. You're sad. You're anxious. You're overwhelmed. You can't sleep at night. Come on. I'm telling you, the first key, the first step is stop running. Stop running. The second step is deal with fear. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say a few fears. Deal with the fear of the unknown. Deal with the fear of man. Deal with the fear of failure. Deal with the fear of rejection. Deal with the fear of being different. Let me tell you, fear is, I hate fear. It's such a horrible spirit. Listen, it just brings stagnation. It halts your progress. It keeps you at a place almost of arrested development. It just really caused you to be immobile, where you now cannot make any progress. It paralyzes your forward movement. You need to deal with fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of man. The word of God tells us that the fear of man brings a snare. And I want to tell you, when you're in a snare, it's a trap. You cannot move. You're now caught. You use a snare to catch a rabbit. It locks down. You cannot move. It paralyzes you. It hurts you. It damages you. Fear is ugly. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Deal with it. Gwendolyn, how do I deal with fear? One, you need to acknowledge that you're operating in it. You need to see it, recognize it, and notice, you know what? This is fear. And then now you need to begin to fill yourself with the word of God. Fill yourself with scriptures and word that comes from the Bible, and begin to speak it over yourself. And then receive God's love, because perfect love casts out fear. Know that the Father loves you. All of this is in step two when I'm saying deal with fear. Knowing that you are loved, you are cherished, you have purpose, you were created with purpose, on purpose, for a purpose. You're just not out here alone. Accept that the Father loves you. He loves you. He gave His Son to die for you. You are loved. Accept His love. Don't run from Him. Run to Him. He knows us better than anyone else. Accept the love of the Father. And that is, that love deals with that fear, because it brings you to a place of security. Right? And then, you know, that fear of just being different. Guess what? You are different. You are unique. There is no one else in the world that is like you, that have your fingerprint, that have your DNA. You are unique. Number three, accept yourself. Accept yourself. You have to accept that you were created for a purpose to do something, and you just need to accept that. I have to accept that. We all have to accept, you know what? Hey, this is in me. This is who I am, right? Right? These are the things and the qualities that you have, okay? So an example when I'm saying accept yourself, just say, you know, you just always been bold. You speak up a lot. Since you can go back to a tiny tot. And now you're called to speak out on some things, but yet you're fighting against it. But yet that's a part of who you are. God created you that way, putting you a passion to see righteousness, a passion to see justice. And it doesn't matter on what or any level, you just always had that passion. And then you're bold to speak it. You speak out the truth. You speak it out. But now when it's time to do what you were created to do, you're drawing back. But accept that this is a part of who you are and it's okay. Accept that. So you have to accept yourself, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you don't have to be like anyone else, and that you were created, for an example, if it's bold, for a reason, or loving for a reason, or technical for a reason, or you pay attention to detail for a reason, or you're creative for a reason. All of that carries purpose for you to do what you were called to do. Number four, surround yourself with movers and shakers and encouragers, people who are doing things to move forward, to advance people, humanity, life. They're doing good. People who are movers and shakers, who are wanting to see life and things move forward to better humanity. Not negative people, not people who are constantly speaking doubt, unbelief, murmuring, complaining, pulling others down. They're not doing good in society, in life, in their own household, in their family. You want to surround yourself with people who speak life. Movers, shakers, encouragers, people who are moving in the direction that is forward. Right? Number five, last but not least. After I said, number one, stop running. Number two, deal with fear. Number three, accept yourself. Number four, surround yourself with movers and shakers and encouragers. Number five, now what you need to do is the biggest step. Number five is take a step. I don't care what the step is. Take a step. Whatever you know that's on the inside of you to do, but you're fighting it, you're kicking against the bricks, you don't want to do it for whatever reason, and I listed some reasons, some fears, or you're not accepting yourself, or maybe it's some negativity or self-talk, negative self-talk that's working and talking you out of doing what you need to do. I'm telling you, take a step, take a step, take a step, take a step. You are called to sing. Begin to write and start singing out. out. Sing out in your home. Sing out on your phone into the audio. Begin to talk to people on how to set a track or release that first song on iTunes. Come on, do it, do it, do it. You're supposed to start a podcast. Start that podcast. You're supposed to write a book. Start writing. Talk to people who already wrote a book. Ask them questions. Begin to look online. How to write a book. How to self-publish a book. Whatever it is, you're called to speak out on a certain injustice. Guess what? Find out in your community where there's good organizations that you can actually put feet, you know, for legwork, right? To what you believe. And then you can begin to speak out to your community on things that you feel is not right, not just. It's inhumane. It's not okay. You need to take a step. There's a trip you need to go on. You know, you see yourself in another nation, helping out, doing other things, being a philanthropist, a humanitarian, a missionary. Come on, go get that passport. Get the passport. Come on, get the passport. Take a step. You know you're supposed to build plans and systems and help. Whatever you need to do, then apply. Apply for that internship, that job, whatever it is you know you need to do, that practicum. Begin to do it. You need to go back to school. Go back to school. Do it. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. You cannot fight against and continue to fight against the things that you know in your heart that you're called to do. If you continue to kick against the pricks, what it's going to do, it's going to harm you. It hurts you in different ways, just like the animal, just like the ox, just like the cattle. When the farmer is trying to steer it in the right direction, listen, that passage, when it is hard for you to kick against the pricks, it's going to be hard for you to go against where that the right direction in your heart. It's hard for you to keep fighting it. You need to yield to the purposes of God that's on your life. It's time to yield and to do what you are born to do and called to do. Everyone will be blessed by you coming into your purpose. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. It's hard for you. Come into alignment with your purpose. And as you begin to come into alignment and take these steps, stop running, deal with fear, accept yourself, surround yourself with movers and shakers and encouragers, and take a step. As you begin to do this, you will begin to see positive change in the right direction. Wow. I am excited for you. I'm excited about your future. And if you are excited about this podcast and what you heard today, I would love for you to subscribe, to rate it, and maybe to share with someone who just need to hear this encouraging word today. Thank you so much for, you know, all that you have been doing and listening. I so appreciate you taking time to listen to this episode. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Until, you know, next time. I am Gwendolyn Forte with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.